This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Connections, they are a vital part of human relationships, connecting us to our past and to each other. Enhancing those human connections is one of the roles of the humanities, meaning the various aspects of human society and culture. For 50 years, an organization in Kansas has worked to enhance the humanities and communities across our state. It's today's Kansas Profile. Julie Mulvihill is Executive Director of Humanities Kansas. She makes her home in Jefferson County near the rural community of Perry, population 929 people. Now that's rural. Julie recalls being motivated by the humanities when going to a museum as a student in elementary school. Since I was a little kid, the humanities have inspired me, spurred me into action, and given me reason to pause for some serious thinking, Julie said. I remember learning about the Galapagos Islands and sitting there on my carpet square and thinking, there's a whole world out there that I know nothing about. I felt like it was an important responsibility to know more, she said. It contributed to her lifelong love of reading and history, among other things. Julie earned a bachelor's degree in education, social studies, and English from the University of Kansas. She later got her master's in historical administration and museum studies from KU. In 2002, Julie joined the staff of what is now called Humanities Kansas. She became executive director in 2008 and is now leading the organization into its second 50 years. Back in 1972, the National Endowment for the Humanities invited Kansans to form a state-based humanities program connecting the public and humanities scholars for discussion on public issues. The state responded with the creation of the Kansas Committee for the Humanities. In later years, this would become known as Humanities Kansas. The mission of Humanities Kansas is to connect communities with history, traditions, and ideas so as to strengthen civic life. The organization website states, since our founding as an independent nonprofit in 1972, Humanities Kansas has pioneered programming, grants, and partnerships that share stories to spark conversations, drawing people together and generating new ideas. For example, there are grants to support various locally based humanities-focused activities such as interpretive exhibitions, community conversations, town halls, panel discussions, presentations, and more. There is a book discussion program called TALK, T-A-L-K, Talk About Literature in Kansas. There is a speakers bureau of those who can speak about a variety of topics. Full disclosure, I am part of that speakers bureau. There are traveling exhibits provided to communities in partnership with the Smithsonian Institution's Museum on Main Street program. In 2021, Humanities Kansas awarded nearly $285,000 in culture preservation, humanities for all, and action grants, plus providing support for community resources. These initiatives supported 361 events and 241 partnerships with local organizations in 124 communities. One out of every six Kansans was reached by a Humanities Kansas-supported program in some form. Humanities Kansas has a 17-member board of directors from across the state. The current chair is Lori Getch of Manhattan. The humanities help us ask good questions. What do we value? How has that changed over time and across generations? What do we owe to one another? And where do we make adjustments to prepare for the generations to come? Julie said, we are grounded in this ideal that the human experience is worthy of our attention. Big ideas are the only way to tackle the big topics in front of us, and there's never a shortage of big topics to cover in Kansas or anywhere, she said. I love the humanities because there is an encouragement, an expectation that we should all see beyond ourselves and connect our own experiences with those of others, Julie said. For more information or to access grants and programs, go to www.humanitieskansas.org. Connections, whether they build connectedness with our history or with our neighbors or with new ideas, these are a fundamental part of human relationships and American democracy. We commend Julie Mulvihill, Lori Getch, and all those involved with Humanities Kansas for making a difference by building and enhancing those ideas and relationships. Let's get connected. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.